animal was killed mid-morning, mid-afternoon. Now, by Jesus' day, this had become a very elaborate ceremony. Here's a model of that temple. In front of it is an altar. Was an altar. Let me take you to another model to show you a little bit better picture. The model isn't quite as accurate. There's an altar. It's 5 minutes to nine. It's 5 minutes to three. Standing somewhere near the altar was a priest with his knife at the throat of an animal. Somewhere nearby was a man watching a sundial, or on a cloudy day, an hourglass. And then at the highest point of the temple, called the pinnacle corner, looked something like this. Somebody would stand with a trumpet called a shofar, and they would wait. And then the signal would come, and it would be 9 o'clock. The priest standing with the animal and the knife, and then that sound. That desert sound that took them back in their minds to the world of Abraham. Whole city would fall silent. And in the silence, the priest would kill the animal, catch the blood, throw it against the altar to say, God, keep your promise. Now come with me to one of those days. It's a Friday. It's a holiday. Josephus is right, there's 1.5 million people packed into that little city. The only thing different is that just outside the city gate are three men on crosses. And the middle one looks dead. And then the hourglass runs. And it's 2 minutes to three, and 1 minute to three, and now it's 3 o'clock. And just as always had happened from Moses' time on, at 3 o'clock, they're brought back to Abraham. The city fell silent, and the man in the middle raised his head, looked up to his dad, and in the gagging, choking voice of a crucifixion victim, he screamed, "It's finished!" Died at exactly 3 o'clock. Just the way his father promised without saying one word. Nailed at 9, died at 3. And I think when he screamed, "It's finished," he didn't mean only the pain and the suffering and the dying. He meant all of it. I did it. Just